The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We've been discussing the theme of perfection, and we've come to a point now where we're going to learn the steps towards becoming this perfect human being that will allow us to ascend towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we said, there are layers to this perfection. The aim is to at least recognize that there is a perfection that I have to try to get to. And how do we get there? Right? And then the journey and the struggle is on its own. But it starts with the acceptance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq. Allah is the truth. And that whatever comes from Allah is the truth. And if I accept that, and if I work my life with that reality in the forefront of my mind at all times, what will happen is I will gain certain foundational principles or bases from which I can develop my life. And that will allow me to reach the purpose of my creation, which is to become an insan al-kamil, a perfect human being. We said yesterday that the first step towards becoming, towards attaining that perfection is through reformation. It's through improvement of our lives. It's to not be stagnant. Even if we are people, and inshallah we are such people who don't sin, that does not mean that there is no room for progression. There is always room for progression. Right? I can learn something new. I can be more charitable. I can be kinder. I can be more loving. I can be more compassionate. It's not just about the number of rak'ats we pray in a day. It's not just about the number of fasts that I do. It's about being holistically a good human being. And this is how daily we strive to become better. One of the most important steps in reforming, so this is where we've reached to now. One of the most important steps in reforming our lives, or one of the most important tools that we need to help us in reforming our lives, is that we must have a vision and a plan of where we want to get to. Right? These two things are essential. We need to have a vision, right? And we need to have a plan that supports that vision. When you talk about vision, you know, where do we want to go to? So we have this long-term plan, long-term goal. You find that this is where, in our daily lives, we get stuck, right? Because we lack vision. So you ask somebody who's going into university, what do you want to major in? You know, they haven't decided yet. Why? Because they don't know where they want to go yet. You ask somebody why you're not married yet, they'll tell you, I haven't found the right one. I haven't found the vision. Right? You find people who take on new hobbies. Why? Because they get bored easily. They switch jobs. Why? Because they get bored easily. They don't have this vision. Right? And so whatever we have, the vision or the goal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for each and every one of us, is that you must strive in your day-to-day lives to become successful in akhirah. The vision has been provided. You know how much of a relief it is to know that we don't have to worry about vision? Right? It's a tremendous relief. It's a breath of fresh air to say that, man, that entire chapter is something I don't have to be concerned about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us that necessary information about what we need to do. The second half is where our responsibilities lie. We need to have a plan of how to attain that vision. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us guides. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us direction. He tells us, follow these things, hold on to the book, hold on to the family of the Prophet. We've done these things. But what we now have to do is, based on our own circumstances, based on our own environment, based on our own situations, we have to utilize these teachings and apply them into our lives so that we can get to that vision. we need to have a plan, right? That, okay, what characteristics do I need to add into my life to help me reach that goal? What characteristics do I need to remove from my life so that it doesn't serve as an impediment from reaching that goal? We have to have a plan, right? And planning is one of those characteristics that is considered to be praiseworthy, right? No one would look at someone who plans, is organized, and say that, ah, what a waste of time. No one would look at that characteristic to say that it's not positive, right? Now, we may not like the plan, we may not agree with the plan, we may think the plan is bad, but the fact that they actually planned and were organized is in itself a praiseworthy characteristic, right? Like, you go to the grocery store with a plan or versus a plan, the bill will be very different, yeah? If, for example, you go to a mosque that is organized versus a mosque that is not organized, your opinion of that place will be entirely different. Anytime there is organization, anytime there is a plan, it is considered to be a praiseworthy quality, right? We all agree with that. If we as human beings have a praiseworthy quality, it is necessary and by default that the one who created us also has that characteristic. Okay? Because it is impossible for us to have a praiseworthy quality without the one who gave us life to not have that praiseworthy quality. There's a philosophical statement in Arabic which says, فَاقِدُ الشَّيْءٍ لَا يُعْتِي. Someone who does not have something cannot give something, right? If I don't have money in my wallet, I can't give you anything. If Allah did not have these characteristics, how would we have them, right? And this is a philosophical point, right? Now, we can look at the other hand and say, well, I'm greedy. Does that mean God is greedy? No. The negative qualities that we have are an abandonment of the good qualities that God has told us to have. And so when we abandon those qualities, naturally the results will be qualities that God does not have, right? And so one of the positive qualities, right, or one of the qualities, God doesn't have negative qualities, right? So one of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a planner. He plans, he's organized, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran that not only does he plan, but he is the best of planners, right? وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ أَحْسَنْتُمْ Yeah, they say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the disbelievers planned, and I planned, and indeed I am the best of planners. Allah says I have the greater ability to plan over it, because I am the best of planners, right? And so what we understand is that one of the main characteristics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah is a planner, right? Allah plans, Allah organizes, but not like we do, right? Like we would say, like, if I want to go somewhere, I'll make an itinerary and I'll plan out the route and I'll see where the gas stations are and I'll do all of these things, right? That's not the way God works, right? For Allah is kun fayakun, the way it be and it becomes, right? There's no mystery, there's no planning to that extent. But what that also means is that everything that God does has a vision behind it, has a plan associated with it. And so we as believers, we accept God is haq. Whatever comes from God is haq. And therefore the planning of God is also haq.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد
وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.